The local company that's been serving hot dogs, coffee, and other refreshments on Washington State ferries is fighting to keep its concession. Earlier this year, it lost the ferry food contract to a multinational corporation based in Connecticut. As KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, the local vendor hasn't given up despite a loss in court and a deadline to shut down looming.
Olympic Cascade Services president Novi Myers says his company has provided the ferry food for a decade. He says he was shocked the state didn't renew.
I just couldn't believe it. Everything that we've been told for all this time suggests that we're the right people.
After all, he says, not only have sales increased, he's provided steady employment with good pay and benefits for 100 people. And his company is local, based in Bremerton. But Washington State Ferry spokesman Ian Sterling says choosing Connecticut-based Centerplate was a straight-ahead business decision.
The state strongly feels that Centerplate will provide more money to the taxpayers of Washington on their return on investment than the existing company does.
Olympic Cascade Services disputes that and sued, saying the state didn't compare apples to apples when looking at the two proposals. The courts have so far sided with the state, but the company has filed a last-gasp appeal and is campaigning for the governor to step in using the motto, "Keep ferry food local." If nothing changes, the Bremerton company will likely have to shut down its food service on the ferries by the end of August. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.